Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Think about this. What did Jesus do when he came to, when he was born, of course, of Mary? God is his father, Mary's his mother. He began to walk the earth. When his ministry began in such a way, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, what happened? He began to do so many good things that people just came running to him. Kings came running to him. People that were sick came running to him. Children came running to him because he was actually showing the goodness of God by doing good deeds, meeting people where they are. And you think about it, it's like links of kindness. God has called us to link his heart to others by doing kind acts. He tells us to go into all the world, right? And to heal the sick, to help people out, to take care of them, to visit them when they're in prison, just do kind things. Imagine this. Imagine if all of a sudden, the reports are 70-something percent of Americans are Christians, right? Imagine if just 50% of the Christians begin to go out and do kind acts. And this is what he says in the Word of God. He says, listen, this is what Jesus said. He said, go out and let your light shine amongst men so they would see your good deeds and give praise to your Father in heaven. Being kind to people, I'm telling you, it just releases something, the goodness of God and the praise of God in people's hearts. As a matter of fact, take a look at this as two men go and begin to bless people in a grocery store by just paying for their groceries and saying, God loves you, and walk off. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look at this.
That should take some more.
Come on.
How many people today are just thinking about how can I make it? What can people do for me? Even those that we profess to be Christians, you think about it, that if God, the creator of the universe, gave his son for us to forgive us of all of our evil and all of our sins and did all this awesomeness for us. And then he said, just go let people know about how much I love them. How simple is this for us to step out? You say, you know what? I don't want to be the missing link. I don't want to be the missing link. I want to help people experience the kindness and the goodness of God. I mean, so many people today, you know, thinking about, you just need to preach somebody a good message. What we need is that we just got to have the gift of healing. And somebody else says, no, we need to sing a song. But Jesus walked up and said, what can I do for you? And they named their need. Imagine if you just meet people where they are, just surprise them. And I thank God for helping the poor and helping transients. And I see people, I see more trans, as a matter of fact, I walked up to, or drove up to a transient the other day, and I gave him a bag of all kinds of great stuff that you could, he could use, you know, and food and that type of stuff. And you know what he said to me? He says, I got one of these yesterday. Now imagine the other 99% of the people in your community who never have a kind act done to them. I mean, Jesus loves everyone. You know, continue to help the poor. He that lends to the poor lends to God, but he that loves a man, it loves God, because he said, whatever you did to the least of these, you've done to me. I mean, imagine this. Imagine this, not being the missing link. A simple little thing called links of kindness. You know, you're driving downtown one day and all of a sudden you see this businessman in a hurry coming out of his office, right? And he has a briefcase and his briefcase just falls open and his papers are all on the sidewalk and that type of thing. And you stop your car, you go over there and you help him gather his papers up. That's all you do. And then you just give him a link of kindness card. Why? Just to say, hey, I just want to let you know, just blessing you. And as a matter of fact, don't be the missing link, pass it on. Did you notice that in this particular encounter, people were going, I want to take care of the next person behind me. There was a particular coffee shop that they started, I think it was 100 and something people paid for the person behind them. It's called Paid Forward. They kept paying it forward. Imagine that. And so all of a sudden he helps this person, this man with his paperwork, gets it all in his briefcase again, gives him the card and he takes off. And all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, totally forgot about it. He gets a phone call from his wife. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And she says, honey, I broke down on the interstate. He says, oh, no, no, let me get to you. Oh, my goodness, just stay in the car. She says, no, 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 that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. That my car, her tire was flat. And she had a flat tire, and she was in a place of crisis in regards to at nighttime on the interstate. And she said, I'm calling to tell you something. The tire is fixed now. It's totally fixed. And he says, what do you mean? He says, so I'm going to tell you, some guy came up to me while I was on the interstate and he's kind of coming up to my windows. I was terrified thinking he wanted to hurt me. I cracked my window a little bit and he slid this little card through my window. And when I saw this little card, it said something about link of kindness. But when I flipped it over, I saw your cell phone number on it. Honey, this is a card I think that you gave that businessman 6 months ago. He's the one that changed my tire. Imagine starting a wave of kindness. The Lord says this. He says, go out amongst the people that you live and let your light shine. Let people see your good deeds so they give praise to my Father, to the Father in heaven. So many people, you hear people say, well, you're not supposed to do that because you're not supposed to know what your left hand's doing or your right hand's doing. Your left hand's doing nothing. God wants the glory. He wants people to know that he loves them. When he says heal people, when he says bless people, when he says lend to people, when he says care for the sick, imagine every single day you do one kind act and then share it. Why would you share it? You would share it just like the experience that you just had by seeing what you just saw. Other people will be inspired and go, you know what? I want to be kind to someone. I can do that. I can be kind to someone. Well, find out more about that and become a part. Don't be the missing link, because I believe that it's going to spread all over this nation. It's what God wants us to do. Don't be the missing link at linkofkindness.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.